forward generators 40% over specified capacity,
Ninette reported. Then felt the bump of a missile being ejected from a launch tube. An instant later, its engine ignited, and the missile became a disc of white-hot exhaust.
Follow that bird,
Tahiri said. Her gaze remained distant and unfocused as she concentrated on their targets. Realizing that Tahiri was using the Force to guide the missile, Ben swung in behind its rapidly shrinking disc, then quickly lost sight of it in the storm of energy bolts coming their way. A tiny pair of dark wedges appeared ahead, their bellies flashing with cannon fire as they tore through the plasma cloud. At least they weren't attacking the Falcon, Ben thought. He activated the Mitari's laser cannons and started to return the attacks. Golden forks of dissipation static began to crackle across the Mitari shields, and the tiny wedges ahead swelled into hand-sized silhouettes with cockpit bubbles in the center. The lead Besalik diverted its fire to the missile, apparently realizing that its stealth capabilities were no match for a force-guided weapon. The hint of a smile crept across Tahiri's face, and the lead Besalik went into an evasive role. Ben reached out and found the force presence of the second Besalik pilot. He launched another missile and grasped it in the force, gently guiding it toward its target. By then, the enemy starfighters were the size of Wookiee heads, ringed by the flickering halos of their baffled exhaust. The second Besalik detected the missile coming its way and peeled away. Too late. A blinding white flash appeared ahead of the Mitari as Tahiri's missile reached its target and detonated. An eye blink later, the black delta of a half-crumpled Besalik emerged from the other side of the explosion, wobbling and pouring the anguish of its badly injured crew into the force. In the next instant, Ben's missile found its target. Instead of taking the detonation on his Besalik's sturdy Beskar hull armor, the second pilot had made the mistake of turning his engines to the missile as he tried to evade. The blast tore through his exhaust nozzles into the engine nacelle, and the starfighter's entire stern vanished in a ball of flame and flotsam. By then, the Mitari was past the point of initial engagement and was advancing on the surviving Besaliks. Ben could feel their crews, perhaps 20 kilometers directly ahead. A knot of nervous force presences clustered in the tight diamond of a defensive formation. The Falcon was 50 kilometers to port, gliding past their flank, unmolested, silent, and blasting the area with target-locking sensor scans.
We need to let them know who we are, Ben said. Without the Force, we're the only craft they can find. I've got it. You keep an eye on those Bessies.
Tahiri opened a hailing channel, then said,
This is Jedi Strike Force Beta, ordering all four Mandalorian Besaliks to leave the area immediately. Failure to comply will result in your swift destruction.
Tahiri had carefully chosen her words to reveal the size and nature of the enemy forces in the area, but that message seemed lost on whoever was flying the Falcon. The old transport immediately began to decelerate and turn toward the distress signal, as though the pilot actually believed that a Jedi strike force had miraculously arrived just in time to save him from a Mandalorian ambush. Or maybe that was Lando playing out their bluff.